And that was a hymn, "O God, O Lord of Heaven and Earth." And why do we play the whole hymn on this Tuesday, June the 12th, in the year of our Lord 2018? Because I was trying to stall for time since Pastor Mark Smith hasn't shown up yet. I don't know if the traffic is out there on Highway 270 that he comes in on, or just what's wrong. Didn't get any call from him or anything. But he's not with me today, so we're going to start off by taking a look at this hymn. And I want to say a couple of reasons why, for me, Tuesdays are so important. We call them Rumination Tuesday, and it's an opportunity to look at the hymn assigned for the following Sunday, which, it just so happens, is the fourth Sunday of Pentecost. Now, there's actually two hymns assigned. I chose this one, and I did it for a specific reason. We sing hymns not only to receive information about God and Christianity, we sing hymns so that God will form us into witnessing Christians. Now, how did I come to that conclusion in light of today? This hymn has got content in it that really takes care of a problem that we're finding in these United States of America, if not throughout the world. What is the 10th cause of death in the United States? It's suicide. And so I did a little bit of work on checking out what, from my point of view, would be good reasons why people commit suicide. A lot of times, it's because of depression. But often that depression is caused. It can be caused by abuse, either physical, emotional. It also can be caused by certain medications. It's really interesting as I listen on television and they're giving a new medicine that has come out to really help your heart beat better. But then they have a whole list of things that could happen that perhaps you'll have kidney failure. Maybe your arm won't be working anymore. And you may even die. And if any of that happens, please call us. It's a reason why a pastor never knows whether he's going to be able to do a funeral for a suicide until he finds out the reason. If it's a medication that resulted in the suicide, then we normally would do a Christian funeral. But there can be other reasons. For example, a person may be involved in conflict, or there may be a death in the family. Some people think there's genetics involved or serious illnesses. Now, one of the things I learned, and I had not ever heard this before, the medical definition of a parasuicide. What is that? This is an apparent attempt at suicide. It's commonly called a suicidal gesture, but death is not the aim. Instead, they're trying to get somebody's attention. I was listening to one of the talk shows, and they had an individual who has written a book about the causes of suicide. And it was very interesting what he had to say. He himself was very near suicide, but he did not do it, and he went around the world, in fact, in talking to professionals in this area, and he's come out with a book as to why people commit suicide. One of the first reasons is they feel lonely. Now, how can you feel lonely in this day and age with Facebook and Twitter and all these wonderful computer things. Well, try and get a relationship growing on the basis of Twitter or Facebook. It's very, very difficult. And first of all, you need to realize that when people put things in Facebook, they're really not talking about themselves honestly. So that people get anxious, agitated. Another reason is nobody seems to recognize them in the sense of looking at them, talking with them. They just feel isolated from the whole world. And that can lead to a feeling of being overwhelmed. So before I go on, I want to say if there is somebody listening who was considering suicide, either call 911 right away, or there is a National Suicide Prevention Hotline, 1-800-273-8255. And that, of course, is for United States residents here in the United States. 1-800-273-8255. Now, what's the point I want to make? Well, there are kind of behaviors that signal the risk of suicide. Noticeable mood swings, really cheery and hopeful, but the next day, really a downer. Or people will even give expressions of wanting to die or be killed, or saying, I wish I was never born. There can be a withdrawing from society. There, a lot of times, an increased use of drugs or alcohol, which, of course, is one of the other top 10 reasons why people are dying with these new drugs that really lead to death. They could partake in self-destructive behavior, or they can start getting their affairs in order, giving belongings away, and giving what sounds like a final goodbye to friends, family, or coworkers. Normally, they talk about feeling hopeless or trapped and not seeing a way out. Or they actually begin to acquire items that would provide the means to take their own life. A gun, pills, etc. Or you'll have changes in long-time habits, like sleeping habits, eating patterns, so forth. And primarily there are changes in personality with anxiety or agitation becoming a norm in their life. Now, why am I going through all this? I thought today is the day that we take a look at hymns. Well, it just so happens that the hymn that you heard sung is a hymn that I believe is an antidote to suicide. In fact, this is really the process of a pastor in preparing a Bible study or a sermon. We just don't want to give out information. We want to be used so people are get into formation of being a Christian, able to answer questions that non-Christians have about the Bible. And also, here's a very easy way of looking at law and gospel. The law has as its purpose to show your need. So, for example, if a person has the need of really being good so that God will reward them with heaven, they will become in despair before long because nobody can be that good. The answer to morality good is to look to Jesus, who took away the punishment eternally for our sins and dresses us in his robe of righteousness. So there's a good example. If you find someone with that kind of a need, you talk about forgiveness, the robe of righteousness, the death of Christ on the cross. Well, as I was looking at this hymn, O God, O Lord of heaven and earth, it suddenly struck me that it has words in it that would be very helpful for those contemplating suicide. So without further ado, I've waited long enough for Mark to show up. He's not here. Let me read. O God, O Lord of heaven and earth, thy living finger never wrote that life should be an aimless mote, a deathward drift from futile birth. Thy word meant life, triumphant hurled in splendor through thy broken world. Since light awoke and life began, thou hast desired thy life for man. Isn't that wonderful? Because it talks about that when God used his finger to create Adam and Eve out of nothing, he didn't mean that life would be aimless. Well, one of the things about suicide is not only are they quite at risk because of depression, but they also don't have any hope. In fact, in preparation for Sunday's sermon, I ran across a hymn that talks about hope almost in every stanza, and we're going to be using that. Hope is the antidote to this aimless life that people think that they have. They look at life as a deathward drift from a futile birth. And that's where people will say, I wish I'd never been born. But God's word hurls triumph toward us in splendor through thy broken world. Jesus came into a broken world. Talk about being alone. Talking about even his own family rejected him. His disciples all fled from him. There were very few people who understood his true mission. And yet, because of his love for you, he determinedly went the way of the cross. Stanza 2. Our fatal will to equal thee, our rebel will wrought death and night. We seized and used in pride, full spite, thy wondrous gift of liberty. We housed us in this house of doom, where death had royal scope and room, until thy servant, Prince of Peace, breached all its walls for our release. You know, not every writer of hymns is able to speak in this way, where the poetry, the word things are just really wonderful. This, by the way, was written by a professor I had at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, Martin H. Fronsman. He also wrote or helped write with a man named Rares a commentary on the entire Bible. I took a course with him in Romans, and you know, there's a lot of chapters in Romans. We hardly got through a third of the book of Romans in 10 weeks. There were so many insights that he had. And so when he writes about this, our rebel will, it brings to us death and night. And we used in prideful spite the wonderful gift of liberty. God has given a gift of liberty. You can make all kinds of choices. And a lot of people use those choices to do what? To try and maybe obtain what they want. Possessions are really important. To try and give them a status so people will look at them and respect them. And when they don't find that respect, they think they're alone. They are without hope. Jesus takes care of that problem. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, there's no evidence for what Christians teach. But we live not by sight, but by faith. And that's why it's so important to be attending Bible studies and worship services so that God can increase your faith. Stanza 3. Thou camest to our hall of death, O Christ, to breathe our poisoned air, to drink for us the dark despair that strangled our reluctant breath. How beautiful the feet that trod the road that leads us back to God. How beautiful the feet that ran to bring the good news, to bring the great good news to man. Now, as I read these hymns, I see so many Bible verses. Well, when was the time that the Prince of Peace, that he brought the great good news to us? Well, it's the parable of the lost sheep. We were lost. We would have been dead. He came. He found us. He put us on his shoulders. And when he put us on his shoulders, he carried us home and rejoiced. Because God is the one who will never leave us nor forsake us. That's really good news to somebody who is contemplating suicide out of despair, out of hopelessness, because there is a sure hope in Christ Jesus. This is a tremendous hymn. O God, O Lord of heaven and earth. Each stanza has antidotes to the hopelessness that somebody contemplating suicide might think. Even major events that you think you cannot control, the Bible's very clear that God has the whole world in his hands. Nothing happens without his permission. And for the believer in Christ, all things work together for good. So, yeah, we may have ups and downs in our personality, cheerful one day, real low the next day. We may feel isolated, but the more you hear about Jesus, the more you realize you are never alone, that he is always there to take care of you. Final stanza. O Spirit, who didst once restore thy church that it might be again the bringer of good news to men, breathe on thy cloven church once more, that in these gray and latter days there may be those whose life is praise, each life a high doxology to Father, Son, and unto thee. Now, unto thee is referring, of course, to the Holy Spirit, which this stanza began with. The hymn's a wonderful Trinitarian song. But notice how that in these gray and latter days, there may be those whose life is praise, each life a high doxology. A lot of Christians are wondering, why is our world, and particularly the United States and other areas of the world, seemingly falling apart in the areas of morality and these kinds of things? We're actually going to use Insight Wednesday, our next Law and Gospel, to talk about that. Because we're going to be talking about something called identity politics. If you've not understood what that means, after tomorrow's broadcast, you'll understand how the church is the bringer of good news to a world that is experiencing gray and apparently latter days. So wait till tomorrow to hear about this, because it really helps to explain why so many in the country seem to be going in a different direction than they did even just 20 years ago. We're going to explain that. It's called identity politics. But this is why you want to go over hymns with your children. Not only to prepare them for what they may be singing on Sunday. As I've suggested many a time, phone the church around Wednesday or Thursday. By then, they've normally chosen the hymns for the following Sunday. And then at dinner Wednesday night or Thursday night, you can go over the hymns. So when the children get into church and they're able to maybe start reading, they'll say, hey, this is the hymn that we looked at. because there are parts of the hymn that needs explanation to the children. And you can even use this to say, you know, there are people that you may know, or maybe they're your schoolmates or this kind of thing, that they're pretty depressed. And the antidote to that depression, sometimes it can be medication. For example, good psychiatrists would be able to use the proper motivation to help minimize depression. But a lot of times, it's because they have no hope. And the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit creates faith through the means of grace, and what is the means of grace? Law and gospel are not the means of grace, only the gospel is. The law is a way of talking to somebody and saying, you know, here are some difficulties that many people have in their life. They think they have to be perfect in order to get to heaven. And as people hear these difficulties, you can then move to the gospel and show how Jesus fulfilled their needs and their hopes. Name of the hymn again? O God, O Lord of heaven and earth. Don't look at hymns as simply quoting or paraphrasing Bible verses. Look at hymns as a means God is using to help those in depression, who have no hope, who feel isolated, and therefore, when they hear the hymn, joy can return. Till tomorrow, God bless.
Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on Worldwide KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check payable to Concordia Mission Society and mail it to Tom Baker, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri, 63132. To give online, visit lawandgospel101.com or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.